105 to 100, Lakers over the Indiana Pacers. I know by saying big win, it doesn't sound like that big of a deal because it's just the first game back from the All-Star break, but I got to tell you, these are games you got to get. You got to win games like this when Anthony Davis is not in the rotation, Alex Caruso left in the middle of the game, obviously no Marc Gasol, so Lakers still thin after the break. This is a good win for the Lake Show. You outscore the Pacers by 13 points in the fourth quarter. You play solid defense, really, in the second half. I mean, they gave up 46 points total in the second half, 25 in the third, 21 in the fourth quarter. So I kind of look at a game like this. You know, Michael and I talked about it in the pregame show. Lakers have lost games like this before. They've lost against, you know, teams that they should beat. And without Anthony Davis, you can lose any one of these games. But here's the reality. Nobody cares. None of these teams care that Anthony Davis isn't playing. They're going to try to, you know, obviously take complete advantage of the opportunity. Lakers only have two games against the Pacers. A lot of these other teams that they're going to be playing the rest of the way, they're playing for the second time or maybe it's consecutive times. If they see an opportunity, they're going to try and take advantage of it. And with Anthony Davis, we know he's going to be out for at least another 2 weeks. Go take a quick look at the NBA standings. I mean, the NBA standings is no joke right now in the Western Conference. And I mention it because you don't have that much margin of error. And all you're hoping for is that you stay right in the thick of things until Anthony Davis does come back. So Phoenix got a one-game lead, but two in the loss column over the Lakers. Utah's got a 3.5-game lead on the Lakers. Clippers are sitting a half game behind. Denver's only sitting 2.5 games behind the Lakers. So you got a lot of teams just kind of stockpiled here in front of the Lakers and behind the Lakers. That's why I kind of point to games like this. When I say it's a big win, what I'm referring to there is very, very simple. What I'm referring to is the mere fact that a game like this, you know, if you do drop it, you kind of start looking at the schedule, and none of these games are gimmies. The Pacers had lost 5 of 6 games going into the All-Star break. So you got to kind of try to take advantage of it. They're beat up as well. They're missing some guys. Caris LeVert will come back for them tomorrow. TJ Warren has been out, only played, I think, only 4 games this season. So these are the type of games that you got to take advantage of. And when I said earlier that Kyle Kuzma put up AD type of numbers, he did. And that's what they're going to need out of Kyle Kuzma. Not 24 and 13 every night. 17 points, 7 or 8 rebounds. That's probably what they need until AD comes back. Montrezl Harrell, he's got to be 17 points, 9-10 rebounds a night. Dennis Schroeder, he's got to pick up his play as well. And at least tonight, the Lakers found a way to do it. I'll look at LeBron. You know, LeBron for a quick second. And I've talked about this, and I'll say it again because we hit it in the pregame show. I don't think anybody needed a break more than the Lakers. I really don't. I think the Lakers were so dependent on getting some time off. And there's a lot of factors that come into play, whether the Lakers aren't fresh or just the mere fact that they have the shortest offseason in the history of the NBA. There are a few reasons why the Lakers, that break was so incredibly important to them. So the reason why I kind of hesitate for a quick second when I say, you know, games like this are so key, and players like Montrez and Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma, you kind of find the Lakers. I see LeBron tonight ended up with 18 points, 10 assists, and 3 rebounds, played 34 minutes for the Lakers. Your hope is in the second half of the season that he's not doing everything on his own. That's your hope. That's the big thing that you're hoping for, is that everything is not on LeBron James' back every single game, and it pretty much has been so far this year. But when I see Kuz outscore LeBron tonight, that's not something we don't look at the stat line. That doesn't happen often. You know, getting that type of help for LeBron James obviously not only makes his life easier, just makes the Lakers, gives him such a better opportunity to win some of these games. I want to throw out the phone number, and then I want to read a couple tweets here. I appreciate everybody sending in their tweets. Phone number is 877-710-ESPN. You can give us your thoughts, obviously, on this Lakers W, Kuzma's performance, what you're expecting in the second half of the season. There's a bunch of topics that we can get into. You could also hit me on Twitter, @AlanSliwa. Let me read off a couple of these here real quick. Ryan Schwartz says, probably a tougher game than it needed to be, but a W is a W. It was a huge game for Coos, and I'm always thrilled when we get those. So the probably a tougher game than it needed to be, but a W is a W. To be honest with you, that sounds more appropriate when we're healthy, when everybody's there. Gasol didn't play tonight. Caruso, we saw him. It looked like he slipped, and I don't know if he hit his head on the back, but it definitely looked like whiplash, one of those types of situations. He went to the back. We'll hopefully get an update from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. But I reference that because I don't think any of these games are guaranteed W's. I just don't. You know, if you look at the Lakers schedule coming up here, they got I'm opening up the schedule. We know we got the Warriors coming up on Monday. Last game Lakers played the Warriors, they won by 26. You know what usually means in a game after that? The other team is going to be ready. Minnesota, obviously, Lakers should handle. Charlotte, Lakers should handle. Atlanta, Lakers should handle. But you're going to start getting the Phoenixes of the world, the Pelicans, the Philadelphia 76ers, the Milwaukee Bucks. They'll be tougher matchups in March. But nothing's a gimme when you're missing the amount of players that the Lakers have missed. I'll tell you what, Lakers were thin before the break. Lakers are still thin after the break, you know, not having some of these guys. So it's not like everything is just becoming that much easier. Until the Lakers get healthy, things will continue to be this way. So I do feel that kind of sitting where we're sitting right now and getting a win like this against the Pacers, and, you know, I get Ryan Schwartz, his tweet, but the reality is, I don't think there's going to be that many easy games as we progress through the season until the Lakers get healthy. That's the reality. Until the Lakers get healthy, I don't think that's going to be the case. All right, we got a couple things coming up. We'll take some of your phone calls. We'll read more of your tweets. Plus, we got Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Lakers over the Indiana Pacers, 105-100. Appreciate you tuning in. This is the Pizza Hut post-game show here on 710 ESPN.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds to go in the game. Brogdon to Sabonis. Stolen by KCP, and that should do it. He stole the inbounds pass, and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is now going to the free throw line with a chance to ice it for the Lakers. That's the one thing the Pacers couldn't do, is turn it over, and they did. And you got to credit KCP, Michael, with an excellent defensive play.
KCP with a big steal. Lakers with a big win, 105-100, the final score. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit savewithadrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. So 105-100, here I am talking about Kyle Kuzma saving the day. KCP, obviously that's a big defensive play for him, and hopefully a play that just continues to give him some type of, let's just say, a confidence. That would be the key for KCP on the offensive side, but defensively he made it work right there. Let me read off one quick tweet here before we go to Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. Repeat SZN says, I know he made the key defensive play in the end, but KCP has got to take more shots. You know, something, you know, Michael and I have hit on a couple different times. He was 2-for-6 from the field, 0-for-2 from the three-point line. Sometimes you just got to let it fly. Whether it's fallen or it's not fallen, eventually KCP is going to have to be in the mix of things. So hopefully that's going to be the case as we move forward. All right, here's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel on the 5-point win over the Pacers.
Hey, Frank, that first 6 minutes of the fourth quarter, when you kind of flipped the lead around, what were the things you were seeing on both ends of the court?
Well, we're getting stops. We're taking care of the ball. You know, I think those are the two biggest things. You know, their pressure disrupted us some a little bit in the first half. We talked about it in the last 2 days. Talked about how in previous games like this, you know, sometimes it's a little disruptive in the first quarter, but we figured it out and we settled into getting used to their pressure. And I thought we did that as the game went along, and that was indicative of that stretch right there. I think in the fourth, it was huge for us, 15 points. You know, made some defensive plays. Trez made some plays. Talon, Diaz, Braun, you know, everybody contributed in that fourth quarter. But we held them to 21 points, and we took care of the basketball in the fourth.
Frank, that action that you were seeing with LeBron and Harrell screen roll, and then it seemed like who's on the weak side, what was that, something that was scripted or just LeBron noticing something and kind of going back to the well as it was working?
Yeah, I mean, it's just just pick and roll action. You know, Bron and Trez are in that action often, and he's got targets spotted up on the weak side, you know, strong side corner, weak side if they overhelp. He reads the help. And, you know, obviously Trez is a dynamic finisher. Bron's a dynamic attacker and playmaker. And he made some great reads during that stretch.
All right, let's go to Kyle Goon.
Hey, Frank, it looked like you know, you were trying to maybe limit LeBron's minutes a little bit using the rotations. And then he kind of checks back in the fourth quarter and you guys immediately go on that run. Does that feel, you know, comforting, validating? Sort of, are you sort of expecting that LeBron to have that kind of pep just right after the All-Star break?
It's actually something we've done, you know, coming into the break, the final few games. We wanted to use a rotation where instead of him coming out at six and playing that normal rotation with Anthony out, with Mark out, you know, maybe it makes sense to just look at extending his third quarter, you know, playing him down toward the end of that, and then, you know, giving him the first couple minutes of the fourth off, you know, and then bringing him in about the 9-minute mark to close the rest of the way. You know, something we looked at, we liked it going into the week. Decided we're going to stick with it and see how it looks tonight. And he was able to come back in fresh and help us close the game out.
David Miniman.
Right, two quick ones for you. First, Anthony, what's your reaction to the reevaluation news and where he stands now?
Yeah, you know, we anticipated it's going to be a little bit of a buildup. You know, once we get back. So, you know, we'll be patient. We'll continue to compete and win games, and we'll all be very excited when we finally get it back.
And secondly, obviously it's been such a year for Kuzma in terms of showing other parts of his game. We've talked about the defense, the steals, deflections, the offensive rebounding. What can it take for him to be able to do both like he did tonight, to score and do all those other things?
I mean, that's what we need from Kuz. You know, we need that type of performance, efficiency on both ends. You know, on a consistent basis. You know, he's capable. You know, he's shown that he can really help us. He helped us win the championship last year. So, you know, he's one of our most important players. And you know, it's my job to make sure we're putting him in the right position to succeed. His role doesn't change if he starts or if he comes off the bench. And you know, he's going to impact both sides of the ball.
Hey, Frank, what's your understanding of the AD update, and what does the next phase of his return to play plan look like? Is he doing things on court going forward to test it out, or what's
I really have to dive into the details of that. You know, I'm not sure what the specifics are yet, other than he's going to begin the build up, and you know, we're here to get him back.
Dan Wojcicki, please.
Frank, two quick questions. How's Alex after that? It was kind of a nasty spill. And then secondly, on that play, it looked like, even though he was able to stay in the game, it looked like Trez was kind of grabbing at his back a little bit too. I don't know if you had updates on either of those guys.
Yeah, I didn't get anything on Trez. I think Trez is good to go. Alex obviously was not able to return. Is not in the concussion protocol, but is still being evaluated for concussion. But is not in the protocol currently.
All right, we have time for two more. Let's go to you.
Hey, Frank. You guys had 54 points in the paint and a season high 39 free throw attempts. When you're not shooting the ball well from deep, is this kind of the blueprint of how you want to be playing offensively, putting a lot of pressure on the rim, and that can kind of offset some of the three-point shooting struggles?
Somewhat. You know, we always want to be in attack mode and attacking the paint and the rim first, you know, and then playing paint to great basketball when help comes. You know, we don't want to force at the rim or on the perimeter. You know, I think the free throw attempts are more indicative of Indiana's style of play. You know, they foul, you know, they're one of the highest fouling teams in the league. So if you're aggressive, playing through their pressure and attacking the paint, you know, their bigs pick up a lot of fouls, you know. So I think it's more about their style of play, you know, than what we're doing. We're always going to try to attack the rim and make great reads when we get to the paint.
All right, and last question, please.
Hey, Frank, you said when AD re-aggravated his injury in Denver, you know, first thing, we're going to win some ball games. This win puts you guys just above 500, 8-7 without AD. Is that a number that you watch and that's important to you and that you bring up with the group?
No, I'm looking at it. We're starting the second half of our season tonight. So we're 1-0 during that stretch. You know, nobody was happy with how we finished going into the break. Yes, we had some difficult circumstances with playing some hot teams and, you know, losing a couple more starters in addition to having AD out, you know, which set us back a little bit. We just got to play through that and, you know, put that stretch of it behind us. And, you know, we're still undermanned right now and we're going to be for some time. So, you know, we just got to compete and win games. Right now we're 1-0 in the second half. And, you know, in a couple nights we'll try to go 2-0.
All right, that's Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. I want to do this when we come back. A couple things here. First of all, I'm going to read off some of your tweets. If you want to be a part of the Pizza at Lakers postgame show, 877-710-ESPN. Anthony Davis out minimum 2 more weeks. I want to spend some time on that. What is that going to mean for the Lakers over the next 2 weeks without Anthony Davis? Plus, we'll hear from KCP. Stay right here. This is the Pizza Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how. Locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint, Lakers over the Pacers, 105-100. They also win the points in the paint battle, 54-50. So this is what we learned about Anthony Davis, and you heard Coach talk a little bit about it. We know for the next 2 weeks there's no Anthony Davis, minimum. So he's going to be reevaluated. John kept mentioning this during the broadcast. What does that mean? It means at least the next 9 games the Lakers will not have Anthony Davis. Okay, so the next 9 games for the Lake Show, you got Golden State coming up on Monday, then Minnesota, Charlotte, Atlanta. All of next week, it's not like you're playing the best teams in the NBA. You're really not. These are games that you should – I think the game against the Warriors could be a challenge just simply because you beat them by 26 in the last matchup. They'll probably be looking for some revenge. Steph Curry can go off on any game. But then you got 3 games here at home. Okay, after that, Phoenix we know is a problem, second place in the West. Pelicans up and down. Most of the time they're down. That game's on the road. Then you got Philly. Then you got Cleveland, Orlando, and Milwaukee to close out the month. It's not like the matchups are really tough, but this is the question that you have without Anthony Davis. Who steps up? Somebody's got to step up for Anthony Davis. Somebody's got to play the role that Anthony Davis, you can never replace AD, but you got to have guys that by committee, 2, 3, 4 guys that together make up the difference for Anthony Davis. Tonight it was Kuz. Kuz single-handedly tonight looked like Anthony Davis. Not literally, but if you look at his numbers, 24-13 is a regular day in the office for Anthony Davis. So that's what Kuz did tonight. The question is going to be in some of these other games without Anthony Davis, who's going to step up on a consistent basis. I don't think you could depend on Kuz every single night, but I will tell you, if Kuz can get 17 a night, 8 or 9 rebounds, he's doing his job without Anthony Davis. If Montrez can have similar numbers, he's doing his job. And then you get, can you get one other guy? Can KCP get you 12 or 13 points? Can a couple other guys get some defensive stops, play some good defense? That combination might be, that might be the mix for the Lakers. That might literally be the mix to keep the Lakers head above water until he comes back. Larry the Laker says, not pleased. This team has too much talent, even without AD, to need to rely on a fourth quarter rally to beat Indiana. I mentioned this, and I know there's some Laker fans out there. You don't want to see them in a struggle against the Pacers. I'll tell you what, the reality, I take the win. I really do think some of these games right now are just going to be tough. Don't forget, you know, losing Alex Caruso in the middle of the game, Marc Gasol. You know, I know there's a lot of Laker fans out there that haven't been crazy about Marc Gasol's play so far this season, but I'll tell you what, I'd rather have Gasol in there than not. I'd rather have that big body for 15, 20 minutes, some kind of a player that sits in the middle that makes it just difficult for other teams. I would rather have that than not have it. Let's put it that way. Okay, let's take a quick listen here to KCP. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope came up with a big steal for the Lakers right at the end of the game. Here's KCP's thoughts on the Lakers' 5-point win over the Pacers.
Hey, Kenny, can you take us through that last possession, what you were expecting Indy to do, and how you ended up being able to jump in the lane like that?
Before we they took the ball out, you know, our game plan was to switch everything before the ball was entered, and then switch everything when the ball, if the ball did get in. And that was pretty much the game plan. I switched out on Sabonis. I saw the opening to try to get the steal. So I try to get in front of him and get the ball pretty much. Breakdown.
What did you see, I guess, zooming back to earlier in the fourth quarter, what did you see as the key to turning things around when you guys were down 8?
Just getting stops. We needed stops when they went on. They kept going on their runs. We needed stops, more energy. Also rebound the ball and get out in transition where we best at. And I think we did that that fourth quarter and like the last couple of minutes to finish the game out.
So you've now seen more of Kyle Kuzma than anybody else on the team going back a few years. Just wondered how you'd trace his development and what you've seen him, where you've seen him grow this season.
He was growing a lot, just being more aggressive on the offensive end. He's crashing the glass on the defensive end, that's different. You know, getting a second chance is just being in the right position to get them rebounds. You know, and he's playing with great energy. You know, and we need that from him. You know, he's a scorer on this team, and we need that from him.
All right, let's go to Dan Wojcik.
Hey, KCB. You guys are still down 2 starters. You're going to be down 2 starters for, I don't know, I guess, who knows how long, at least a good stretch here probably. How disruptive is that to what you guys are trying to do, and how much do you think some of the struggles offensively right now are related to the fact that you guys are just trying to figure out how to play with these different groups?
It's a struggle, but we professionals. You know, we watch film a lot. You know, we go in and work on what we need to work on just to get them lineups ready to play together. But I feel like we're good. You know, we do miss AD and Mark. You know, them two guys is a big key to this organization. But as far as just us that's out here now, you just got to be ready to step up, and pick up the slack. Kuz stepped up tonight. Everybody chipped in, but we need that.
All right, and we have time for one more with KCP. Let's go to Kyle Goon.
Hey, KCP. I saw you sprinting out the tunnel with Dennis when you guys were just coming out for warmups, and then you score the first basket. You said, I think, that you were feeling some legs going into the break. Was it important to you to show signs of energy and life coming out of it?
Yeah, You know, I feel great. My legs feel great. The break was well needed for me. I feel great. You know, just wanted to come out, you know, show great energy. You know, I start the game out with great energy. You know, do what I do best, play defense, get out of transition, and run the floor. And I'm just glad my legs are underneath me and I'm healthy.
All right, that's KCP right there. Big steal for KCP. Big steal there at the end of the game. Helped lock up the members. Only one possession, 103-100. Indiana had the ball. They call timeout. KCP gets a steal. Hits two free throws, 105-100, the final score. When we come back, let's take a quick look at some of the different scores from around the NBA. Plus, next game for the Lakers this Monday against the Golden State Warriors. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Stay right here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Hit me on Twitter, at Alan Sliwa. Call in if you want to be a part of the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. Stay right here. This is 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, we needed that one, Laker fans. Needed that one. 105-100, the final score. Lakers over the Pacers. I know we're just it's just the first game of the second half of the season, but, man, don't you want to see the Lakers just get off to a good start? I think this one was big. I do want to go through some of the scores around the NBA before we go to LeBron James. Sixers, 127-101 over the Wizards, but the big question mark. Embiid left the game with a leg injury, so we'll have to kind of wait and see what happens on his health. So hopefully he's okay. But the Sixers continue to win. They're playing some good basketball. Denver now 22-15. They take they beat up on the Grizzlies. Not beat up. They win by one, 103-102. So if you look at the standings now after tonight's game, Jazz get another win. Got to keep pace. Jazz are 28-9, Phoenix 25-11, Lakers 25-13. So 3.5 games behind the Jazz, 2.5 or one full game behind the Suns, and then the Clippers just a half game in front of the Clippers. Okay, let's take a quick listen to LBJ, LeBron James, on the Lakers' 5-point win over the Indiana Pacers.
Hey, LeBron, the fourth quarter tonight wasn't the first time that you found something in screen roll and you know, kind of figured out a way to get good shots. What were you seeing in this particular case, those first 6 minutes of the fourth, when you guys flipped the lead around?
Just reading the game properly. You know, putting the ball on time on target, getting my guys in position to be successful, and my guys were special tonight. Trez, Kuz was exceptional tonight, obviously big-time game from him. Dennis, KCP, everybody, you know, and that was in that fourth quarter. We just, West, it's big minutes. And we needed it on both ends, and we got it.
You've spoken about Kuz often this year, last year too, but what are the biggest growth areas that you've noticed in these last couple years?
I mean, just said it's all about growth. I mean, the game has just slowed down, you know, every year for him. Obviously, you know, I've been with him for the last 3 years, so the game has just slowed down. And, he knows his role with this team, and he does it, to a high level. And tonight was another example of that.
And LeBron, we got the update about AD and being reevaluated another couple of weeks, so not sure about when Mark's going to come back. What are the keys with that front court, and how does that impact and change the way that you guys have to play here?
It's a collective group. It's a collective effort in the front court. You know, starting with, DJ, Trez coming off the bench, smooth, myself, Kuz. It's a collective group, and we all have to, you know, put our hard hats on in the absence of Mark and AD. And just play, you know, play bigger than our size. So, you know, it's going to be a collective group for all of us.
All right, let's go to Dave McMiniman, please.
LeBron, there was a lot of talk about how great the energy was at your first practice after the break. You spoke about how important the reset was for everyone. You fall down 12 to a Pacers team a couple games under 500. What does it mean for this group to be able to have that comeback and take this first step forward as you march towards the playoffs?
just want to continue to get better. You know, it doesn't matter the record. Teams are going to play well. Teams are executing well against us, and it doesn't matter the record. But it's just how we keep our composure. We did that in that third quarter after getting down. And then we got down again in the third quarter, and then we kept our composure to the fourth and was able to take the lead.
Dan Wojcicki?
Hey, LeBron. I don't know if you've seen online what Kyle Kuzma, how he described kind of the look that he shot you in the fourth quarter for the ball. I don't want to say it, but he's a confident player. And I think, what does it say about him that he's willing to, like, to do less some nights and to, on a night like tonight when the ball wasn't really falling for a lot of guys, you know, he's able to kind of channel that part of his game too?
Well, I mean, tonight he had it going, and we continue to find a hot hand. You know, I wanted to continue to give him the ball and he continued to make plays. And that's the growth. The growth of him is knowing that some games are going to be different. You know, it's not going to be always high scoring nights, but, you know, he's still able to make an impact, especially on the glass, you know, with his energy and his effort. But we need him to make shots. We need him to make shots, especially in the absence of AD. And tonight was an example of it.
All right, we're going to take two more. Let's go to Kyle Goon.
Hey, LeBron. This win makes you guys 8-7 without AD, over 500. Is that a number that you look at, that you watch, and what relationship does that record have to your expectations to repeat as champions?
No, I haven't even paid attention to our record without AD. We just want to continue to work our Laker habits, continue to play good basketball. And tonight we played good basketball, especially in that fourth quarter. We turn it on defensively, we turn it on offensively, and we want to continue that going into our next game.
All right, and last question, let's go to Harrison Fagan.
Hey, LeBron, Kuz has gotten a lot of credit, but it looked like Trez really stepped up on both of the ends of the floor for you guys tonight. I was just curious, how much more comfortable are you seeing him get out there on defense and offense for you guys? And have you talked to him at all about needing to step up while AD is out in terms of his scoring or anything like that?
I mean, some things are goes without saying. I mean, we all have to step up in AD's absence. You know, and Trez did that tonight on both ends, especially in that fourth quarter. You know, he stepped up big time offensively, and we needed that push. You know, we went a few quarters where we didn't shoot the ball well. We weren't making shots, but we hang our heads on our defense. And then Trez got it going in that fourth quarter. You know, so it's big time. We got to realize that it's only like the game 37 Trez with us. It's a brand new system. It's a brand new team. He's learning us. He played so many games, you know, with the Clippers, and he kind of knew, you know, he knew the system in and out, you know, with those guys for years. So he's getting better and better every single game, and we're going to just continue to need his energy and effort on both ends of this floor.
All right, that's LBJ right there. 105-100, the final score. You're listening to KSPN Los Angeles. You know, one of the things I just pay attention to here is when I hear, and I'm going to read off this tweet, but when I hear LeBron talk about Montrezl, who's everybody's got to step up, I think this is how Laker fans feel a lot of the time. This is from Quinto75 on Twitter. My only question is, why can't Kuzma do this all the time? He can be such a valuable player and contributor to the squad. I don't think he's built to, you know, his role on this Lakers team is not to be 24-13 a game. He's just not. He's not going to get that many looks if the entire team is healthy. He's the fifth best player on this team. But there's going to be opportunities. This is his window. Right now is his window. In the next 2 weeks, if him and Montrez and Dennis Schroeder, it's got to be 3, 4, 5 guys that are trying to fill in for Anthony Davis. This is a huge stretch for the Lakers, because when AD does come back, okay, now we're going to start expecting to, okay, we're going to win these games. We're going to compete against the elite of the elite in the NBA. You should blow out the bad teams. You're starting to kind of prep for the postseason. But this two-week stretch, if AD misses the next 9 games, 10 games, whatever the case is, yeah, this is when you need every player to, you know, certainly step up. Kuz made it happen tonight. So next game for the Lakers, they got the Warriors. So kind of interesting right now with the Warriors. They've lost 4 games in a row. They're 19-19 on the season. They're sitting at 9th place, right out of the top 8 of the Western Conference, even though this year they're going to have the playing game. So really, you just got to be in the top 10. They got a game coming up on Sunday against the Utah Jazz. So it's the best team in the NBA, best record in the NBA. They're going to play the Jazz first, and then they got the Lakers after that on Monday. So Lakers will be catching the Golden State Warriors on a back-to-back. Maybe that plays to the Lakers' advantage. We'll have to wait and see. Last game Lakers played, February 28th, they played Golden State. They won 107-91 or 117-91. They won by 26. So I think games like that, when you have that big of a blowout against a team, that the opposing team wants another shot at you, Golden State's going to get their chance at the Chase Center up in San Francisco. So that's our next broadcast. Lakers taking on Steph Curry. Pregame coverage, by the way, will start at 6 p.m. Tip-off is 7:30, so we got a couple of these 7:30 tip-offs coming up here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. 105-100, the final Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.